much. It gladdens my heart to be with our dear lady friend.
Thank you. It's an unexpected pleasure. So much that pleases me to be here.
Yes.
We're all pleased by her recovery.
I would say just this. Never doubt that we in spirit are with you in any time of need.
Right. No, I felt very much that you were with me when I was,
particularly
when I was in hospital, and I wish to thank you for the upliftment that I received from you many times, I think.
Yes.
I felt that it is difficult sometimes, although you know that fear is wrong, sometimes it's difficult. Fear is not necessary, you feel.
Yes.
It's difficult to control it, but I felt very uplifted, and I mostly felt that all was well. I didn't fear, I think.
Yes.
I can't be sure.
It is easy for us to say, let go of all fear.
Mm.
But after all, you are human, and to some degree, we expect this from you.
Yes.
Although we will do anything within our power to dispel any negativity.
Yes.
But never doubt, even when fear surrounds you, never doubt that there is help available to you. At all times. That applies to all of you, of course.
Yes, thank you.
Whether it be illness, whether it be fear of the future, no matter what it is, always retain the knowledge that you are being. As we are soon approaching your yearly end once again, I would just like to reiterate to you, my dear friends, that the truth of spirit is definitely marching forward. The forces of fear, doubt, insecurities, there are so many to name. Of course, they still exist. But we are pleased to say that truth at last is not being denied. That the people of your world, they are at last recognizing that they are more than flesh and blood.
Yes.
That is a great statement for me to make to you, my friends. because always in the past truth has been available and has lasted for some short space of time. And then something in your history denies that truth. That cannot happen again. And as we have said in past times, there are so many avenues of knowledge available to you, that those who wish to learn, to know the truth, have every opportunity before them.
Yes, the internet and the television is all great help.
Yes.
And the internet. Yes, I feel there's a general progression forward. And I feel there's a very good influence also from just a few really progressive scientists who are thinking in the right direction. And I feel that these few will or may have a consolidating effect on the progress forward.
To recognize truth, we must begin somewhere. And although you may speak of your machinery as materialistic gadgets, they are being put also to very good use for the work of spirit. And that is as it should be. I told you when first I came that the truth would be spread throughout your world. And that is now happening. And that, my dear friends, is in part because of people like yourselves who are willing to stand up for truth and do not deny that spirit within.
But I think people are becoming much more open to listening to you. I was talking to somebody yesterday about your words, and he said, and we were talking about religion, and when I spoke, said about what you've been telling us, well, he says, that's the best I've heard so far. That was good.
Yes, but without your words, he could not have realized that aspect. So that is why I say to you, without people such as yourselves, our task would be much greater. So, as always, I cannot thank you enough for the love and the truth that you give and spread to others.
I also have the feeling that this love and truth and the whole program of it is extremely well orchestrated from spirit. And perhaps later I could say something on that, but I will not interrupt you at this stage.
You may speak this evening, although we are few in number. It matters not, but let us, my dear friend, have any conversation that you may wish to impart to me. It is imperative, I feel.
Okay, John,
you can
speak about what you were
saying. Well, actually, there are two matters. Firstly, I've heard from our dear friend William, who has placed questions before, but he wonders about soul group and whether we always identify and know when we meet others who are in the same soul group. And in particular, he has one who claims that they are both, he and the other, are of the same soul group and share the same master, White Star, who had an incarnation in our 17th century as Francis Bacon. Now, he's a little bit concerned about that, and I suggested to him that if he has doubts, then he should question. But he has asked me if you are able to give him any guidance on that.
Yes, I understand the question. Firstly, I am not acquainted with the White Star. That is my first reply. But let me speak of the gentleman's question. I feel he has answered his own question by having doubts. Remember, when first I came to you, I said to all of you, accept only what you will. If you are in any doubt at all, then to place it to one side.
Indeed, you did.
Yes. Let me speak a little about what you call masters. There are many in your world who claim to be masters. I would rather use the term teachers. Yes, you understand. Always in your world you will find those who are only satisfied with names that are recognizable to them. I say to you, be a little wary of those who are so anxious to produce a name that is known to many. I do not say they are all wrong. That is not what I am saying. What I am saying is what I have said to you all in the past. Listen, read. Listen to the spirit within. And if you have any doubts, then you must let that information go. I would say to the gentleman, it is not necessary to recognize others from the same soul group, because you will automatically be attracted to those people. It does not necessarily mean it will be someone of renown or some great master or teacher. But in everyday life, you will be drawn to those of like mind.
I know these are wise words. Yes, thank you, Sadhguru.
Yes, the gentleman has many times of deep thinking. And that is good as long as he does not allow it to confuse him. You understand?
Yes, yes, I
do. And that is what is happening.
I'm sure he'll understand that, and I'm sure he'll be most grateful.
If he truly was part of this master's teaching, he would automatically know and feel that pool of love and friendship.
Thank you.
I hope that will help him.
Thank you. Now, the other matter that I wanted to raise, it is really a statement which I felt to be just right for this time, and I'll just refer to my notes if I may, because I want to quote a few lines from another. These matters from spirit, and few lines from Stepping to the Drummer. In fact, I'd like to read a few lines which are part of the statement by Jews from Sirius, so that we can compare what he says with your teachings to us, some of them. And he stated, you have to accept that power comes from circles. He was talking about the crop circles. The reason that they are here is because your earth now needs to change. The knowledge of this we have known for thousands of years, and we have hinted at it through various mediums and channels for so long, so long. Do not place such importance on the proof. Then later he goes on, but the spirit of the land rises and blossoms, and there will be signs in the sky. You will see this, and they will still not believe. But what does it matter? The circles are here to help with this so-called rising of the earth. She must rise up now and join us. She is like a child to us in space, a jewel. And she is waiting to flourish, to become who she really is, and to take you all with her. It is such a journey, such a fantastic journey, and you are part of that journey, and you must ride with her. And we go on. You understand what I am saying to you. You must ride with her and keep the love of God, whatever you conceive that energy to be, in your heart, and keep it alive. Keep it alive, and the beauty will continue. Lights in the sky, more corn circles. But there is only so much that we can do. Only so much. You say there are miracles. Yes, we are miracle workers. But there are limits. We cannot change the mind of man. He must do that. You, my friends, here, all changed to what you were. And it is only the beginning of vast change. Well, those are the words of Jews at that time. And I feel that his message just fits into the last 15 years of your teaching and your being with us, Sherimed. So I just felt it was fitting to read those words and thank you for this wonderful journey.
Yes, I thank you for your words, but what comes most from those words just spoken was the passion that we felt necessary for man to at last recognize that we must move forward. And of course, there always will be those who deny truth. Always there will be those who are skeptical of any proof.
Yes.
We are not interested in proving ourselves. We know who we are. You, my dear friends, should know who you are.
Yes, it doesn't seem to matter so much now that there are those who don't believe.
Yes. I am sure that when you first heard these words of truth, that you wanted to continue in your daily lives to prove to others that knowledge which you have been given. But my dear friends, as I have said so many times, sow the seed, and that is all you need to do.
Yes, in a sense the proof will grow from that seed.
Yes, that is all. Plant the seed, the rest is up to the individual. After all, he has free will. He can choose. As I have said, only accept what you can. But gradually, truth will prevail, as it is already doing. And we, in spirit, feel that with all the problems of your world, this indeed is an exciting time for the truth to march forward.
Yes, and as Jews says, and as you say, we cannot change the mind of man for you. And that's the part that has to grow, I guess, from within, from the seed.
But from small acorns your trees grow so strong and beautiful and age with beauty and knowledge. Mankind is still that small acorn which is beginning to sprout. That is humankind at this time. But until this time, that acorn has been redundant. It has been fed and nurtured, but it has not blossomed. But now, we are blossoming, my dear friends. So I say only to you, continue. Give of your love to all that you encounter. Look to your world with love. Pray for those who are in need. And that also includes the spiritually bereft. And you will not go far wrong.
Yes. The phrase you used earlier, Salimah, was, we have to begin somewhere.
Yes.
I've sometimes felt that about the so many different religions in our world.
Yes.
We have to begin somewhere. And I feel for some that has been their beginning. Is that a sensible comment?
Yes, we do not place religion as some evil machinery. Religion for some people is a guiding light. They may at times not be fully aware of what it is that guides them. But that knowledge will come at the end of their time. Remember, I have told you, that is why you do not make judgments on another fellow human being. You know not their pathway.
Yes. So I remember you saying right at the beginning, and it was something that impressed me, that if they can't accept your words, then you're not ready for it.
That is correct.
As long as they've got some religion that they're going forward and doing good,
yes.
That's what matters at that time.
Yes, that's right. It is the individual and what is in their heart. You all have fears, you all have much in life which is different from your neighbors. But that does not make you right or wrong. It only makes you follow different paths.
Yes.
And that is the way to look upon your brother, your fellow man.
Yes.
That is why I told you, that is why there is so much confusion in your world about what is truth and what is not. It is not wrong, it is only as good as by whom it is given. If you understand my words. And those in our world can only bring to you and give to you the truth that they know and understand. For example, let us look at your world now. Could you describe for me the life of someone who lived on the other side of the world? You may well have seen pictures on your televisions or listened to radios, but you do not know the lives of another.
The standards and the incentives are that little bit different.
Yes. And the understanding and knowledge would be different. But who is to say who is right and who is wrong? You cannot.
Now, as you say, it is a different pathway.
Yes. And sometimes people become too embroiled in those religions that we speak of. But as long as their heart is true and their love is genuine, then they will not go wrong as far as their spirits are concerned.
But it can be very comforting, can't they, religions? I went to a Roman Catholic convent when I was young, and I wasn't a Catholic, so we didn't do the prayers and the routines and go to confession as the Roman Catholics did, but I wished I could have been a Roman Catholic and gone and confessed my sins and had the comfort of it all being forgiven, and I think, for a long time I thought that was a very comforting thing.
Yes.
Of course,
each one of you treads the pathway which is necessary for you at that time in your life.
Yes.
We of course know it is not necessary and to ask for forgiveness for your sins. Is part of that particular religion, as in many others. But forgiveness, my dear friend, comes from you.
Yes.
I was going to say that the sins would be absolved from within oneself.
Yes.
A child's feeling, that I would have quite liked to have had that.
Yes.
I know that's not the way.
They do stay quite childlike.
Yes.
I've got a friend who's Roman Catholic. I mean, she's older than me.
Yes.
And she obviously finds great comfort.
It's very structured.
Going to confession.
Exactly where they are.
It does not matter what titles you bear. What is important is the light which shines from within you. That is your true nature. That is what will show when you pass to our world and once again return home.
The difficulty I think many people have with seeing religions and the fanatics and those that create war, but the thing is they believe themselves that what they're doing is right.
Mm.
So we mustn't judge.
Yes.
But it is very difficult for many to, when you're killing people, which really, whatever your religion, killing people, I don't think is the right direction.
No.
There should be no hurt to another fellow human being. But they must face those actions when they come to our world. And of course, with time, we'll realize that perhaps they had trodden onto the wrong pathway.
Yes.
Remember, again, I repeat, your free will. Your responsibility. Your responsibility not only for your own selves, but for those that you make contact with.
Yes, there is some, I think it's around this time of year, there's a festival in which buffalo are actually slaughtered in honor of one of their deities. No wish to be judgmental, but this is very difficult, I find, to understand how this sort of thing has come about and continued.
Yes. You must remember that people of times long past had very little material things. And in order to appease their gods, if you like, it was a great sacrifice to offer what they owned. So in their mind, they were being most generous.
The personal sacrifice.
Yes. For them, it was a sacrifice. For the animals, sacrifice. But in time, all of these things change. It takes time. But I am happy to say to you, my dear friends, that we in spirit who have decided to come to help, to say our peace, are very pleased with the little progress that has taken place.
It's good to hear that.
Yes.
What I was thinking, I've heard some of the Christian leaders of Christianity calling for tolerance towards other religions, and I thought that's good.
There will be a breakdown of religion, I believe. I have told you before. But it takes time. It takes much love, it takes patience, and it takes a dedication from people like yourselves who are willing to spread the word of truth.
Tell you, when I was talking to this person yesterday about your words, and he asked if animals and humans went to the same place, or if we, you know, we were reincarnated, if we could come back as a dog or whatever, and I said no, you couldn't. But then I thought, we're supposed to have evolved from the ape. Now the ape is an animal, and we are now human. And the ape will go to the animal pool, and we will go our way. So where is the point where the human and the... I mean, was there a point, should I say, where the animal part stopped and the human began? Because it seems a bit strange if we evolved from an ape, that we should suddenly go to a different place to the ape.
That spark of life, and believe me, the smallest creature in your world, insects, etc., that you do not even know of yet, all have that spark of energy, which comes from the great creative force. To exist upon this planet, there had to be a form of evolution. We are speaking deep matters again, my friends. But the progression of the spirit does take place, as you have mentioned. But the human form and the knowledge and love which it attains cannot then be retrograde in its purpose. That is why there is separation on returning to spirit. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, so there has been a point where the two have separated, where the animal and the human have gone their separate ways.
You do now. When you return to spirit, you will go to where you belong, which is part of the human element.
Yes, and I
because that is what you have progressed to.
Yes, okay, yes, so that was possible. I found that difficult to explain to him. I didn't know.
Yes, it is not easy.
I believe there's a small level, a small degree of overlap in that, in as much as some people seem to have their pet animals with a love bond with them for a time anyway.
Of course, but that is because there has been a love bond between animal and human. Those animals who have devoted themselves to the love of humankind will go to spirit still as that individual animal and not to the animal pool. Do you understand?
And that will remain so.
If that is what is desired, that is so.
Yes.
Those animals, horses, any animal, pets, dogs, cats, whatever, if there is a love bond, they will grow and grow in spirit with you.
All right. So they will progress.
You have heard, I am sure, communicators who speak of tending to the animals.
Yes.
They are part of spirit, as you, your animals are to you here on earth.
So the demarcation between human and animal that Sarah was describing, that perhaps is not quite 100% line drawn between the two.
It is always difficult to differentiate in that way. It is not so simple. These are deep matters of spirit which you speak of.
Yes.
Yes, of course. Now, my dear friends, I will say to you that as I take my leave at this time, I will not be with you until after your seasonal break. I will return from whence I came and will, of course, always stay close by you. And until we come together once more, I leave you all and those who are not present within this room. They also are included in that love. I will take my leave.
And we shall much look forward to your return.
Yes.
Yes.
And we have a lot to you.
Thank you, Shun, for this year and all you've told us.
And we hope we're glad that you're able to go back to where you rightfully belong and have a good time, if I can say it like that.